Sufi Daf Beis Mubeis. Okay, Masech Tohorios Daf Beis Mubeis. We're up to La Zeh Klal. Okay, it's right in the middle of the page. Right smack in the middle of Zeh Klal. HaTor Lo Bidat Ba'atzmei Chayv. A person that eats Chaylev, not because Bezin. Bezin Paskins Chaylev is Mutter. And this person says, I don't care about this first person. We learned yesterday, Pshat in the Mishnah, is that you have a Dayan, a Talmud, a Torah Lohira. And he knows that they made a mistake. He knows they made a mistake. He's a dayan, right. And he's a talmud, and he eats chaylev, So therefore, he's chayev. So the mishnah summarizes the rusim because since he knows he made a mistake, so if he eats chaylev, he's chayev karban chatos. What's the shkaga? As you mentioned before, this is the fourth type of karban chatos where he was a shkaga in the mitzvah of l'shmoya divrei chachamim. Okay. So the Gemara Sakash, why do we have to review? Whenever the Mishnayis, they review the Klalim, it's coming to be Marba, a new case that we would not otherwise know. So what is the coming Marba in this case? Lasui Mai? And if the Gemara Lasui Mevai Behoira, a person who has the tendency to reject what the Beis Din says. So he has a track record. A track record of not listening to the Pesach of Beis Din. For this person, he goes and eats Chela. He reads in the paper that Beis Din Paschal and Chela is Mutter. Oh, chaylev is mutter, gewaldig. So he goes, he runs out to the store and he buys chaylev and eats the chaylev. So now he finds out the next week Bezin made a mistake. So I'm potter. I'm potter from bringing a car because I was toile b'das Bezin. No, sorry fellow, you do not get that exemption because since you have a track record of not following the piskei Bezin, you have a chazoker many times, Bezin ishru psak, and you ignored their psak. So now, when you hear that Bezin says Chelev is mutter, and you go and you eat Chelev, we do not believe you.
Nechshav, like as if he was Chelev Batzmai.
Rats, exactly. That's the Chesh. Therefore, that's Sui Mevayet Behoira.
If you don't mind, just going back for half a second. So what we said yesterday, where he was a Shegeg in Loisosur, so over there, that's considered like Chelev Batzmai?
Yes.
So it's not a Shegeg then.
It is a shaggy.
It's a shaggy, but it's a shaggy for him.
For him.
But it cannot the lozach on the parahel and dover. Right. It can't depend on it. He's right. A shaggy for himself, yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, what's the shkaga in Loisosur?
So he's even though he's amazed.
Oh, that, right. Why? That was the most kash. He's amazed. Right. Navarion. Right. No, he is a shaggy. What kind of shaggy? A naya shaggy. A whole new mahalach of shaggy. Shaggy is lo yozos. A whole new chidsh. You never had such type of shaggy in your shas.
And avada. We're only talking about those types of things that the Chomem Paskin on, which are Kuris.
Kuris, the Vada, right, of course, the Vada. That's his Shkaga, and therefore he's going to be Chayv Karban Chatos. And you can't go say that he's doing in the Pesach of Bezdin, because since he is a member of the Bote Din of the Bezdin, so he's not subject to Lesosa. It's amazing Chiddush, when a person is upgraded to that status, the responsibility is so great. Right. It goes to show you how great the responsibility is to be a member of the Sanhedrin. That you're an independent person. There's a lot of power of this stuff. This Masechta is very, very powerful. The concepts here in this Masechta are just really, they're so deep. They're very, very powerful stuff. Okay, right, the next. Toila, Bebez. Now we go right to now. Toila, what's the cloud? Toila, Bebez, Lassu, Malassu. So we have a person who's Toila, Bebezin. A fellow who is Toila, Bebezin. So therefore it says that's the cloud. So he is Potter. Right, so this we learned yesterday. This refers to a layman. Someone who's not a member of the Sanhedrin. He's an individual out in the street. And he really knows deep down in his heart that the Bezin made a mistake. But so what? Just because you know the Bezin made a mistake, since you're not part of the Bezin, you're not a Talmud that's in Lohira. So you, in a Chanami, are Mechuyiv to follow Lesosa. You tackle Mechuyiv to follow Lesosa.
Next words are and then we have Taylor the Bezin.
The Bezin, right. So now we're up to now. Next words, Taylor
Bezin. That was the first case in the Mishnah.
Right, we're going to Klal. The Mishnah goes through the Halacha, then the Mishnah, the very end of the Mishnah goes through the Klal.
Right.
Chazis. The Mishnah, what is the Klal? The last line of the Mishnah.
I understand, but what are you telling me over here about a guy?
I told the last three words of the Mishnah.
Yeah. I told the Bezin. Who's that? It's a classic case.
Right, so what's the classic case?
Well,
So the first part of the Mishnah.
A classic case where the guy went ahead and he ate this chaylev. His Beis Din said it's mutter, and then Beis Din later says it's also.
And who is this fellow? Who is this fellow?
It's not talking about.
He's a layman. That's exactly the point. That's the difference. That's totally biatzma.
Yes, totally biatzma. He's totally Beis Din, not biatzma.
Then we went through these two different. It's exactly the point we're going through. The chashuv of the mission. They're two different.
We're talking about a case where he's not part.
But who is the person?
He's not part of the Beis Din.
Oh, right. Exactly the point. He's not. But the first part of the when the klal is the first case is zeh klal atul lebiatzmai chayiv. Who is that? Pashup shat. Before you get to the ribuy of the klal, who is the person? Hatoyle beatzma. What's the case? Lefi the Gemara's maskan. The pshut shel mikra. Ze haklal. Hatoyle beatzma chayif. Who is that person? And what is his thing of the mar? What's the Gemara's maskan? According to the Gemara's maskan, the simple interpretation is hatoyle beatzma means he is a member of the Beis Din, and he knows the Beis Din made a mistake. He knows they made a mistake, and he eats chaylef. Why are you eating chaylef? So you are called a toile be'atzma.
That was the second case in the Mishnah.
Right, going backwards. Now the klal is going backwards. Right. The last words of the Mishnah, toile be'atzma, what's the words, maskan, toile be'atzma, who's that?
The guy's not a layman, right.
Our person, and the layman knows the Beis Din made a mistake. If a guy in the street, he knows. That's what says we learn in the Mishnah. That's what we learn in the Mishnah. He knows, there's no chiddush then. There's no chiddush then.
That's a regular case of
Parah. The Gemara brought that point down, and then we went to the Gemara. Hatoyle be'Beis Din means I know the Beis Din made a mistake.
A layman knew.
I know. I have inside information that the Beis Din made a mistake, and I still ate chaylef. So you would think the Gemara said the fish. We learned this in the first day. We learned this 2 days ago. He's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows the Beis Din made a mistake. So what is the halacha? So you would think that the person should be chayav a private karban chatas because he's acting independently. Kamash malar. If you are not part of the Beis Din, you have a duty to follow the psak of the Beis Din, even though you think
he's part of the Beis Din.
Exactly. The only difference between the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah, the two parts of the Mishnah, is if you're a member. If you're a member or you're not a member.
Right.
Both cases are, you know that the Beis Din made a mistake. Both cases. The only difference is, if you're a member of the Beis Din, then you're chayiv. Then you're called the Toile Bi'atzma. If you're not a member of the Beis Din, then even though you know they made a mistake, so two Beis Din, so it doesn't matter. So you do what Beis Din tells you to do. And if you eat the chaylev, so you're automatically acting by the decision of the Beis Din, even though in your mind I know they made a mistake.
So when the Mishnah says that Taylor Be'atzmai, it's really a misnomer, because he's really also Taylor Be'Beis Din, but he knew that they made a mistake. They both knew. They're both depending on Beis Din, and they both knew that Beis Din made a mistake.
They're both depending upon themselves. The truth is to say the other way around. It really emphasizes the other way around. Both parts of the Mishnah is where they know the Beis Din made a mistake.
And so why are they following Beis Din Shita then? Because they're told the Beis Din.
Because they're following the rule of Lo Sasu Mikol Asher Yom L'cha Yomenu Smol. So if you're a member of the Beis Din, that's a mistake. If you're a member of the Beis Din, then you don't follow the rule Lo Sasu Mikol Asher Yom L'cha Yomenu Smol when you know the Beis Din made a mistake. But if you're not a member of the Beis Din, and you know they made a mistake, so then you follow the rule. So you have to follow. Beis Din says no matter what. Alamai nafkamina, do you bring your own private carbon chad? Let's review. This is so basic. This we spent 2 days on. This is the principle. Let's review. You have over here a Beis Din. Okay, you have a Beis Din. One of the members of the Beis Din.
Right.
Okay, let's review the site. We need 2 days to send this. You have here a Beis Din. One of the members of the Beis Din is a minority. He's a minority. One man out. And he is clear in his mind that the Beis Din, it's clear in his mind that the Beis Din has made a mistake. It's clear in his mind. But Beis Din outnumbers him. Beis Din paskins chaylev is mutter. Is he allowed to eat the chaylev?
No.
Being that he is a member of the Beis Din and he knows that the Beis Din made a mistake, he is not allowed to. And now he's not allowed to. So what happens if he eats chaylev? So the truth is, it really depends. If he stam eats chaylev, is amazing. It really, really is part of him a karma, because you're amazing, you're being karma. But the only way he can possibly be that a member of the Beis Din who knows the Beis Din made a mistake in being karma chatas is if he makes a mistake in the halacha of lesasa. He thinks, since I'm only one out of many, and they paskin it's mutter, I know they're making a mistake, I'm a chuyif to be mevatel my das to the das of Beis Din and eat the chaylev also. That's a mistake. That's a mistake.
That's the shaygeg.
That's a shaygeg. That's a shaygeg. And that's what's going to be mechayif him in a private carbon
in the sefer. The Mishnah is the shaygeg of loy saser. In the
sefer, correct. And what's the ratio of the Mishnah? Exactly the same case. The only difference is he's not a member of the Beis Din. I'm a layman. And I know for sure these guys are making a mistake. There's no way they're making a mistake. And they pass in that it's the chel of his mother. So new? But I'm only a layman. I don't have a license. I don't have a degree. So I have no choice. I'm taco. Now, the truth really is, it would be better for you not to eat the Cheval Pasta.
So what, he's still considered shaygig in the Loy Saser?
No, he's not. What he's doing is mutter, basically. And the Melo, when Beis Din reverses their decision, and now it was discovered that he did an Aveira, and he knew he was doing an Aveira, he's Yoyitz with the Parhel Domishal Tzibar. Okay? That's it. That's the rule. Now the Gemara goes up to the second part. We're now totally Beis Din. The Gemara goes through the rules. After we went through the basic halakhas, the Mishnah summarizes, the halachas all over again. Okay, we already did the first statement before you came. Now we're up to the second statement. What is it coming to be marbe? It's right smack in the middle of the Amud, on the Daf Beis, on the Beis, right smack in the middle with the words Toile Bebezin Lasuye. What are those words coming to be marbe? We already went through this discussion. That's discussing the layman who says that I know they're making a mistake. This Beis Din, they don't know what they're doing. But listen, I'm chuyif to follow. That's exactly what he should do. And that's why, if he's Tolu Beis Din, he's potter. He's exempt from a private carbon, and he's soymech on the power hill and davar shaltzim. So what are these words coming to be married that we don't already know?
Are you by Zeh HaKlal?
Yeah. The next
one.
Right. So we're up to the words toil of the bezin, lasuye.
Where is that? How many lines?
That's by the kimmel, the small kimmel.
You see it?
Yeah.
Toil of the bezin, lasuye. Answer, hoiru bezin, the yodu shato. Here's a lomdusha case. Bezin paskins, chelev is mutter. And they issue a kol koire on Monday's paper. The Chozru Bohen, Tuesday, and then this fellow who's a layman.
Didn't get the WhatsApp.
He's a layman, exactly, and he said, oh, Beis Din paskins that it's mutter. These beasts, Badayonim, they don't know what they're doing. They're from a different generation, they don't know what they're doing. But listen, I'm not in the driver's seat. They're in the driver's seat. Mela, I'm allowed to eat chalef. So Monday, he comes to the conclusion he's allowed to eat chalef because Beis Din paskins. He calls up the store, he did an order. And the deliver will be on Wednesday. They're going to deliver the chalev to him, delicious chalev on Wednesday. Beis Din said it's mutter. I'm only a layman. Even though in my mind these guys don't know what they're talking about, listen to them. I love saucer. And he calls in an order. The order is going to come on Wednesday. And guess what happens? On Tuesday, Beis Din reverses themselves. On Tuesday, they put out a kol kore. They send out a message and we made a mistake. But this fellow did not get the message. This fellow was out of town. He was out to lunch. The Chozru Bohen, they had Chayrata. And this fellow did not know. And he continues to eat. He continues to eat the Chalef. He continues on Wednesday, eats the Chalef. So when he's eating the Chalef on Wednesday, that is already after Beis Din reversed their decision.
But he didn't know.
And when you want to eat icing on the cake, this fellow, he really knows that they're making a mistake. When Beis Din rendered their decision on Monday, he really knows that was the Gemara says.
This is the talking about the first case, the Reish of the Mishnah.
Right, the Reish of the Mishnah.
How do we know he knew?
What?
How do we know
that? That's the case. That's what it says. It says in the Mishnah, Toyle Bebezin, the person is Toyle Bebezin. The Gemara explained the Maskana, even though I know they're making a mistake. But listen, Bezin said it's mutter. And there's a mitzvah of Le Saser, Yaminu Smol. I'm not part of the Bezin. I'm a layman. I'm allowed. I'm allowed. You talk this to Makor for Das Torah. Das Torah. This is Mamashit. The Bible is showing us something. I don't go just to 10 seconds. This Masechta is unbelievable. It's jam-packed with the biggest Yisoidus in Hashkafa. And according to some opinions, this is the end of Shas. We have a Masorah of Munas Itecha Choysen V'da'a. How's that word? V'choya. What's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk is... There's a seder in this Shisha Sidra Mishnah. There's another seder. There's another seder that says Torah Hashem Tmima Mishimas Nefesh Yiras Hashem Tohira Medes Lod. There's another seder. And according to the other seder, which is not a popular seder, the end of Shas is seder Nezogin.
What do we hold at the end of Shas?
We hold out. Okay. Go to MetLife. Go to MetLife. Yes, they are good. They'll tell you in the Shas is Nida. In fact, that the last Talmud, the 36 Mishnah in Shas, the last one is Nida in Tyrus. So Tyrus is Uksin, but that's only Mishnayis. The last Talmud Bavli Masechta in Tyrus is Masechta Nida. So the cycle begins with Moed and ends with Nida. But there's another cycle, and the other cycle ends with. Nezakin. And that means this Masechta is the end of Shas. And if you look what it says in this Masechta, all these things really, really make sense. The most incredible agadata about Talmud Torah is the end of Masechta Harios. So Mamash
Stims. Wouldn't you want to have you say this in the beginning of Shas?
The beginning? No.
Instead of the end.
This is the Hayrah. You're coming now. Asuke Shmaitz Alim Hilchasa. This is Mamash the Spitz. Okay, so here, back to Gemara. Should be aware that is that some hold that Masechta Harios is the last Masechta in Shas. Nezakin is the Gemara in the Shas, and the Meila Harios is the end of Shas, and Meila, that's why this Masechta really fits into the puzzle very, very well. Okay. Toila Bebezin Lasui Lasui, what is called Bebezin Lasui Lahoi Bebezin, Bezin Paskins, that it is Mutter, the Yadu Shetahu, Bezdin becomes aware they made a mistake. The Chazru Bohen, Bezdin makes an announcement they made a mistake, and this fellow does not know. He does not know that they made a mistake. He does not know the Chalav. He doesn't change their mind. And he continues to eat Chalav based upon their original decision that Chalav is Mutter. And when he's eating Chalav, it's already after Bezdin reversed themselves. So you would think that in this case, since Bezdin has already reversed themselves, he just did not get the message, he should now bring a private Karban Chatos.
What's about, did the Kohen Gadol bring the Parhelm David?
No, that's the Gemara's later one. No. That's when the Kohen Gadol does not very by himself. No, the Kohen Gadol is
so
not.
Who brings the Parhelm David?
I mean the Kohanim bring it.
The Kohanim, any Kohen?
I'm not sure exactly, but that's not the point. That's
no,
not a relevant.
I'm just wondering in general. Let's say the Bezdin hands down Psak. And they reverse the psak. They still have to bring that carbon.
I don't think it's the coin going to bring. I think any coin brings it on behalf of the Bezdin. On behalf of the Bezdin, the Kehan bring a par helim davar shel tzibur.
I just wonder if this guy did the Aveira, the Shagi, after they brought the par helim davar.
Oh, then the Chorin not. Let's assume that, because then it's too late. No, he can't get the par then. No. If he ate the Chil after.
After Chazru, and they already brought the par helim
davar. No, Chorin not. Then it's too late. Then he has no kapar. Then he has to bring his own private Karban Chatos. Yeah, Chorin for sure.
So in this case, he doesn't bring his own, let's
exactly.
Say. Exactly. But the par helim davar is covering it.
Yes.
So what's so terrible? He gets a kapara either way.
Not necessarily. We don't know that was the previous stuff. We don't know whole amud. Is that if you did the aver as a loner, you do not get a kapara from the parham davar shel tzibur.
Oh, really?
Of course not. That was all gemara. If you're a member of the Sanhedrin, you know they make a mistake.
No, but in this case, if he's not mechuyev to bring a chatas, they say he's not supposed to bring a chatas.
That's
then he would be covered.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's coming to be marbled. We're telling you a tremendous chiddush. Even though Bezd reversed themselves, so now you would think, since they reverse themselves, that if you continue to eat chalev, you are mechuyev to bring your own private carbon. No, because since when I'm eating the chalev in my mind, I'm only eating because they told me I'm allowed to eat it.
That's why I'm exempt from a private carbon. It's a tremendous chiddush. And that's the klal is coming to Marbe. Frankly, Gemara, that's too simplistic. How many that we already it says in Beferish.
It's
a next mishnah. Ha ha. Behead Yikatani La. It says it later on. The Gemara says, yeah, Taniv Hadi Beferish and the Chanami. That's the Dech of the Mishnah. We see a klal will come to Marbe, and the next mishnah will repeat. And the Chanami, the mishnah repeated. It says the klal is Marami. It says concept, and the next mishnah will explicitly make the point clear to us that even though Bezdin has already reversed themselves, that you're still eating your chela because they told you it's mutter, you're exempt from a carbon chatas. No. Now we go to new Gemara, and this Gemara is very difficult, and you gotta hold on. Now, let me just tell you one line of Hagdama. I told you now, we learned yesterday, the whole daf yesterday, of a person is told about that's Bezdin, he's potter from a private carbon chatas, because he's going to be included in the par helim davar shel tzibur. Right? That's what I told you. That was wrong. That was incorrect. That was incorrect. The person.
Which case, first of all, is it the old cases? You're talking about the case where I'm talking about out of
the bezin, because in the bezin you have to be your private carbon chatas.
Okay.
If you're in the bezin, you're part of your, then there's no excuse. There's no excuse because you're a member of the Sanhedrin.
Okay. No.
But if you're a layman. You're a layman.
Yeah, layman. And Bezin, layman rabbi, though.
And the Bezin Paskins, Chelev is Mutter. Wonderful. So what do? You go, you call in.
Is this talking a rabbi layman, or you said...
Either or.
Yeah.
For sure, a guy who's an Amoritz, for sure. The Gemara was Machadesh, yeah. Even a rabbi.
Even
the Talmud Chacham who knows they made a mistake.
And now we're saying, you're saying that, like...
No. There's no question he does not bring a private carbon chatas. Now, the question is, wait a minute. So where will he get kapara? Where will he get kapara? Oh, but there's a problem here. The only time the tzibur has a parhel levishal tzibur is only when?
Right.
The majority of Klal Yisrael did the Aver. The only time the Kohanim can bring on behalf of Klal Yisrael a par is when the majority of Klal Yisrael have eaten the Kohanim.
When Bezdin makes a decision, and if not right, Klal Yisrael, they don't make a.
That's exactly.
The question is, how do they ever know?
Exactly. They take a census. And they make an accounting. They ask everyone. They go around from house to house. They ask everyone.
Hopefully they don't make too many mistakes.
Okay, hopefully. So the question over here is, Bezdin makes a decision. Now over here, so far we learned yesterday. The case that we learned, let's assume everything that we learned yesterday is going to a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael
correct
acted upon the decision of Bezdin, the Eid Chalef. But that's not really what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah does not make that point. The Mishnah says, Toile the Bezdin. Which implies,
even
if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not do the Aver,
okay.
So will the Bezin be bringing a Parhelim Davash on Sibor? No. So this guy, where will he get Kapara? He ate Chelef.
Okay, so where will he get Kapara?
So the answer is, so we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hatoyle Bebezdin, and the Mishnah did not make any mention that the majority of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira. I told you yesterday they did. That makes it very, very simple.
What does the Pasuk say?
What?
What does the Pasuk say?
The Pasuk doesn't say that's exactly what we're going to dash into the right now. We're going to dash into the right now, this very moment. The point over here is we learned to make it very simple. Okay, I was telling you about Bezdin. I did an Aveira. I do not need to be a kivsuasi because my kapara will come from the par. But the Mishnah made no mention that a par is being offered. Therefore, this leads us to assume that the Mishnah is true, even if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not do the other. So there's no par. There's no par. And the Mishnah says, since you were toiling in the Psak of Bezdin, you were from a few Yechidim who acted on the Psak of Bezdin, you don't bring a Kivsu or Sira, and you also don't have a par. So in other words...
Does that necessarily mean you don't have Kapara? There's such an Inyan of Tshuva.
So what does it mean? You can think on either it means you don't deserve it. You're lacking in kapara. Maybe that's what it means. You don't need kapara.
But I'm saying, isn't there a tshuva in the fire?
Yes, so you do tshuva, but you don't have to be a karbon. There are different types of tshuva.
Yes, I'm saying he can get a kapara even without a karbon.
In a chanami, fine, fine. You can, that's up to your imagination of where you're going to get kapara for what has happened. That's up to your imagination. But the point over here is that since the Mishnah makes no mention that the par has been offered, we have a right to assume a par was not offered. Why not? Because the majority of Klal Yisrael did not do the Avera. And therefore, the Yochid, why did I eat Chela? Because best told me I can do it. So the Mishnah says, you don't bring a carbon, you require the carbon chatos, and there's no par being brought either. So you basically, there is no carbon being offered in order for you to achieve atonement.
Terrible.
Now, that's, who says this Chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say not so fast. Yeah, the Mishnah can only be true in a case where there's a par being brought. If a par is not being brought, Yochid has to bring a kivs or a sira no matter what. Even if the reason why he ate the chalev is because Bezin told him it's mutter. That's the sheet of the Chachamim, but that's not the sheet.
Well, that's not a chattis, that's just an adobe, you're saying.
What? No, a carbon chatos.
He has to bring a carbon chatos.
Yeah.
That's what we said he doesn't.
That's according to the
it's
other...
Machlekes. So they have Moria says now. So Moria says, so what we learned until now in the Mishnah that says that you're exempt. Even though the Bezin is not bringing the Zubir of Yehuda, Aval, Chachamim, Oimrim, Yochid, Sh'asa, B'chay Ras Bezin, Chayim. A Yochid that acted by Ras Bezin, in a case,
where
there's no par. If there's no par, I need Kapara. Where's my Kapara?
But if there would be a Raiv, he wouldn't.
Right, he would not, because then he's totally in the Raiv, and in the par. But now that there's no roiv, so there's no par, so now I have to bring a kivs of zero. So now the Movia says, what is the makor, the shoyresh of the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Necham? What's the psukim? My, Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Tell me the Braisa. There are three mi'utim in this pasuk. Im nefesh achas techde b'shkoga ba'asoysa. There are three words over here. Nefesh is a yochid. Achas is a yochid. Be'asoysa. He did it. The individual doesn't have be'asoy some with a mem. Be'asoy sa. Hare elu gimel mi'utin. There are three mi'utin. And what is it teaching you, the three mi'utin? Ha'oyse mi'pi atzmai chayiv b'hoiroas bezdin potter. To teach you that if you do it by yourself, you're chayiv. But if you do it b'hoiroas bezdin potter, the three mi'utin, why do you have to have three mi'utin? The truth is, you only need one meat. This is part of a much longer braisa, which is going to be Gemara later on. The Gemara darshens each word, each miut, nefesh, achas, be'asoysa. The Gemara here is being makatzer. It's only focusing on the last word, be'asoysa, b'loshen yochid, to teach you that if you act as an individual, you potter from. As an individual, you bring a carbon chatos. But if you're not doing it on your own, you're doing it because the Bezdin told you you can do it, you don't bring a carbon chatos, even if the Bezdin is also not bringing a par. That's the drash of Rabbi Yehuda. Got it? It says, I do it on my own. But Behoiros Bezdin, but if Bezdin told me I can do it, I am a potter.
Whether they bring a carbon or they don't bring
a carbon. Either they don't bring a carbon. This, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, it's a drasha from the word Be'asayin, so it's a part of a series of three drashas. And it's drasha number three in the series. My Rabbanon. Where do you see the Rabbanon disagree on this principle? Here we go. Now, this is a very long verse of Braisa, and the Gemara is going to go through a maze. So keep your head screwed on tight. For this, to figure out what in the world this Braisa means, what is the Hechatimsa, and after we go through the Gantz of Shach of Atari to figure out what the Braisa means, it's going to come out that the Rabbanan hold the only time a Yochid is part of bringing a carbon chatos when he's toiling with Das Bezin is when Bezin is bringing the par. When Bezin is not bringing the par, then he has to bring his carbon chatos. Now, how do you know the Braisa? So hold on, this is Kalamoy, this is, I think, 5 flags, this is 10 flags.
Oh, really? You go for a real roller coaster?
Real roller coaster right now to understand the pshat. The pshat is a real
cholamoid.
We don't even have to stand the line.
This is a real, and it's free.
Masuk midrash.
It's free.
Masuk midrash. No reading.
Weiter. Adayin, here we go. The Braisa, my Rabbi, the Braisa, Adayin, and the Omer, I would think. I would think the following. Miut kohol shechatu chayavim. If a miut of klal yisrael, okay, less than 50% doesn't have air because why?
Which is in fact the Rabbanan Shita.
Right now, let me just introduce you one more factor that's critical for the Gemara. There is a Havamina in the Gemara to say that if the majority of Klal Yisrael doesn't have Eira, Bezdin should bring a par, even though they never rendered a halachic decision. Just the fact they make a chasna, they make a big chasna, the ganz Klal Yisrael, a big red makes a chasna, the whole Klal Yisrael comes to the chasna. And it turns out the next day in the papers, guess what they serve at the chasna? Chelev. No one passed. There was no bezdin that came. Oh, chelev is mutter.
It's like the
kind
of God of
Nora. So there was such a havamina that if the majority of klal Yisrael on their own, by mistake, doesn't have era.
That's not called par helam. Shut up.
No, we would think maybe there are two types of par helam davar shel tzibur. Number one, the classic case when bezdin renders a decision. The Bezdin Paskin, Chelev is Mutin, everyone acts upon their decision. Or number two, you don't need Bezdin. If it's Stam, Maiso Shehoya Kachoya, Klal Yisrael does it.
They fell in.
Egel.
So there is such a Havamina. Keep that in mind.
You see that Kohen Gadol, that Aaron Mikvah.
Yeah.
What is he? You have to wait till he dies?
Why not?
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a vote by the Kohen Gadol. He has a sort of responsibility. The fact that someone killed somebody while he was Kohen Gadol. It's a reflection that he didn't dive in something, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Saying
what does that have to do with this?
Okay. You see over here also a similar idea. The fact that on Bezdin's watch, something like this happened.
He's saying, look.
Yeah, well, he always says something.
Bezdin's watch. Yeah. He's saying very teeth. He's saying his mom is saying.
Yeah, it's watch.
His mom is saying Givalda.
I don't know.
What's the Havamina that there should be a par helam davar shel tzibur if Bezdin did not render a halachic decision? So he's saying a murder of art. Yeah, saying, yeah. His mom is going
missing
to
it. Missing it. Go ahead.
He's saying it's because it was on their watch that it happened. If they were a real Bezin is responsible for the halakha guidelines of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael ends up doing,
it's still their fault.
If Bezin, they were not watching the kashrus of Klal Yisrael and the whole Klal Yisrael did this, even though they never rendered a decision, they're responsible. Well, murder. I have all the part.
That's just a havamina.
I love this. It's murder. To come to
just for that one.
Just for this episode.
But that's just a havamina.
I learned this whole lot of Harvin did figure up Shalom Mar, and it's never dawned upon me. This Kiddush. It's murder. Just like the show, so it's murder of the Oyam, the Kohen Gadol. Why, when he dies, do all the Reitzchim go free? Well, his watch. He was the Kohen Gadol, and on his watch, he
all that taking responsibility.
Unbelievable. Murder.
It can only come from a guy who's a responsible guy.
That's right. He's saying murder chiddush. Mamash, he's saying mamash, he's a chiddush, he's mamash, schus, and this day chalamoit, he always
knows that. Was that part of the
Yeah, it is. This is the real time. Okay. Get a thrill of jumping off a building, attached to a rope. Come on. This is the real thing.
This is the real thing.
Vaitanya, Dayan Yem, Miot Kaholsha, I would think, a Miot Kaholsha Chatu, Chayavim. I would think, now, these are all Havins. Let's say a minority of Klal, the Bezin, what is the case? The Bryce is very vague, and that's the problem. Right now, the Gemara in the Havin, there is such a Havamina that if a minority of Klal Yisrael, even one guy eats Chalev, Bezin has to be a par helam davar shel tzibur for klal for that one guy. Miut kol shechatu chayavin. Why? She'ein bezdin chayiv. Miut kol shechatu chayavin. All right. I'm sorry. Talking to you. Miut kol shechatu chayavin. If a miut of klal yisrael did not avera, the individuals. The yechidim, the individuals, should be chayiv to bring
whether Bezdin passed him or didn't pass him.
Well, we have to clarify what the case is, right? Every individual has to bring a carbon chatos because they're only a minority of klal yisrael. I would think that such a thing is true. Let's go far.
Isn't it?
Or let's see. Well, that's the machloike. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. We're trying to be right to the Rabbanan. So let's clarify. I would think that they should be chayiv to be a private karmichatos. She'ein bezdin mevina al yideim par, because bezdin does not bring a par for individuals. That's a given. If only a minority of Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, it's a given, a Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'ayim, that there's no way in the world there's going to be a par. But what about Roiv Kahal Shechatu? I would think that if the majority of Klal Yisrael sinned, Yehupiturin, Shere Bezin Levin Al Yidein Par. These words are so vague, it doesn't matter if we don't make understand this. In order to reject this, we have to go through these words one more time in detail. Talmud Loimar, here's the key word, Me'am Ha'aretz. The word Me'am Ha'aretz means it's a ribui. It's a ribui. Afilu Ruba, the entire Klal Yisrael does an Avera, they're going to be exempt. Afilu Kula. Even every single member of Klal Yisrael, they're going to be exempt from bringing a carbon and a private carbon chatas. And the Gemara right away, Bimai, you just said a mouthful. Please explain to me, Mila Benila, what you just said. Bimai, what in the world are we going on over here? So here we go. Ilema b'shigas maisa. The case over here is going where the people did it by accident, which means, I mean, the brackets even tells you what this means. Bezdin shloi b'hoira. The reason why Klal Yisrael 8. The Brayis here is going with Klal Yisrael eat chaylev, not because Bezdin told them to do so. Bezdin is not involved. Bezdin is out of the picture. People on their own, they went to a chasna.
Classic case.
So the Gemara says, if that's what it means in the Brayis, so when the Brayis starts off, Bezdin mayavad etayu. So this is why when the Brayis starts, if you go back to the Brayis, it says the Brayis, the Tanya, Adai, Nani Yoyim, everything, Miat Kal Shechotu, Chayovin. If the majority of the minority of Klal Yisrael eats Chalev, why do they eat Chalev? Kostam, the store sold them Chalev. The stores, they sold Chalev, they didn't know what they were selling. So therefore, that's why the Chayav Parvin Karban Chatas, and the next words, She'ein Bezdin Mivin. Those words doesn't make any sense.
Unless it's a case with nothing to do with that, is Haro's Bezdin.
Exactly. So don't go tell me that this Bryson, when we start the words of the Bryson, we're dealing with the situation where Bezdin is out for lunch. Because then those words are totally superfluous beyond.
Why are they superfluous?
Because Bez is not making any decision. If you are telling me the case of this Brayis is discussing a case where people on their own are eating chalef, and Brayis is teaching me that these individuals have to bring a private carbon chatas.
Why would I need to need a price for that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it's the classic case of Shege.
So certainly, what are these three words? She'ain, these four. She'ain, Bezin, Mevin. If Bezin is not involved, of course they're not bringing. What's the Havamina? So therefore, Bezin may have a detail. Shaloi b'har. Now take out those words in the brackets on the side where it tells you take out those words. Shaloi b'har as Bezin. Bezin Mimaisi. Okay, here. If Bezin over here is not involved, Bezin never rendered a decision. Bezin Mimaisi, Shloi Behara. Will there even be a Havamina that Bezin should bring a carbon chatas? If Bezin did not render a decision, then it's mutter. What's the Havamina? So it doesn't make one bit of sense. So therefore, by passive elimination, we have no choice but to say Elo Behara. When we start the Brayis, the beginning of the line, you have a few lines. The first one in the line, the Tanya. When we start the word the Tanya, it is a given that we're discussing a situation where Bezdin made an announcement, Chalev is mutter. And now the question is, how many people took them up on that offer? Bezdin put in the paper, Chalev is mutter. How many people in Klal Yisrael ran to the store to buy Chalev? So now the Brayis says, it says in the past, now let's read the Brayis again. Let's go, just pause and go back to the Brayis. It says in the Brayis, Adai Neoimer, Mikal Shechotu Chayovin. Oh, Bezdin paskins, Chalev is mutter. So 50 people, they run to the store to buy Chalev. And then Bezdin says, no, we made a mistake. So now the 50 people come running, so what should we do now? So I would think now that in this situation they have to bring. You know why they have to bring? You know why they have to bring? Because since Bezdin is not bringing the par, these poor fellows, these poor guys, they're not going to get kapara. These poor fellows are not getting kapara. There's no par for them because Bezdin is not bringing. The reason why Bezdin is not bringing is we need a roiv. So since roiv did not bring, since there is no roiv, so Bezdin not bringing. Oh, so these 50 guys, they have to bring a private karma chadas. Wait a minute. Didn't we learn a few lines though that Rabbi Yehuda says that even in this case you don't bring the par helam davar shatzibah? Oh, I keep saying, but it's a chachamim. So you see right away we've already discovered the sheet of the Chacham before we even go Vaita. So therefore, by process of elimination, this Bryce discussing a case when Bez Din rendered a decision. 50 people acted on the decision of the Bez Din, and they ate Chalef, and Bez Din now says we made a mistake. So these 50 people, the Bryce says, listen, we're not bringing for you a par, so you better go take care of yourself. How you take care of yourself? Bring for yourself a kifsa or a seira. Good? Fight. So we're in business. But the Gemara says, not so fast. Elabohira. Vaha, this doesn't make sense. Because Vaha kiksim me am oretz b'shigas maiso hu d'chsif. Wait a minute. It all sounded very good in the first line of the Braisa. Let's continue the Braisa for a few more lines. Let's go back to my time. We're talking about Braisa. Taya, then I'm going to meet the Kalav Shabbat Chayosh Chayom. Shem Bez Mbiyin Maldim. Pa. But what happened? I'm going back up a few lines. But what happened in the situation when Roy Vakal Shechatu, the majority of the tzibur they ate, I would think Yehu Petur. I would think that the individuals are potter. Shaharei Bezdin Mevin Al Yideim Par Tamaloymar. It says in the pasuk, Me'am ha'aretz, afilu ruba v'afilu kula. Now there are two major, there's an incredible chiddush here that's off the charts. What the Bryce just said, according to that,
first of all,
that
what
means.
Does it say, I'm
well, before we get that pasuk, but the words of Moriz Rasha, the Kamash Malon, if the majority of Klal and Yisrael sins and eats chela because of this decision of Bez Din, so Bez Din brings a par, right?
They also have to bring.
And every individual also brings a cover a private kivsa sila. Not like we learned yesterday. Yesterday, I told you, we learned yesterday that if Bez is bringing a par, you can wash your hands. You don't got to do nothing. No! If the majority of Klal Yisrael, that means in addition to every individual bring a kivsa sila, Bez Din also has to bring a par. Why? That maybe everyone agrees that Shita.
You don't need two kaparas. You only need one.
You need two. Bez needs a kapara, and the Yochanan needs a kapara. That's what the Bryce is saying now.
So that's good. Rabbi Yehuda will pack out.
Maybe everyone holds. Who says
so?
Maybe
Bez Din's korban has nothing to do with me.
It does a little bit because the only reason why they're bringing is because the majority of
Klal
Yisrael.
Yeah, but that's not going to give me a kapara.
You need both. You need Bezin's kapara. You need your kapara also. You need both. Okay, that's what the Bryce is saying now. Okay,
and then the ratio could also be shtim. It's not a stira.
It's not a ratio. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Not a stira.
If you want the ratio, the individual brings. They want the safe individual.
Right.
Just a question whether the tzibur brings another brand. That's it.
It's givaldic. There's only one problem. The problem is the pasuk that the Gemara brings to teach you, me'am ha'aretz, is that in Gans Klal Yisrael does the Avera, Bez Din brings the par, and the Yachar brings the par. But and the Gemara learned after the word Me'am Oretz. But those words Me'am Oretz, where is it written? That those words Amoretz only appear in the parsha of an individual, not in the parsha of the Tzibur. So you have no right to make the Gemara.
What do you learn now from Amoretz?
You learn now that if the Gans Klal Yisrael eats Chalef, two korbanos are offered. The Yechidim, every Yachid.
How do you learn all that from the words Amaretz?
Because Amaretz means a Gans Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you the result of Gans Klal Yisrael didn't have Avera, and therefore what?
These words are extra. The Gemara is making a drasha. You can't ask Kashan drashas. These words are extra. They teach you that if the Gans Klal Yisrael doesn't have Avera, every individual has to bring a private Karman Chatos, in addition to the par that the Tzibur is going to bring. And the problem is, this would all make a lot of good sense if the word Me'am Oretz was written in the parsha of the par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur. Because then it's teaching me that even though the Bez Din is bringing the par, still the Am Ha'aretz, every Yochid still has to bring.
What does the Mishnah mean when it says Potter? The Mishnah says Potter. What does that mean?
What does it say Potter?
The Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah says, Vahiru Bez Din.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. We're not saying that even Rabbi Yehuda will be masking that the Yochid has to bring. The Yochid always has to bring. Just a question what the Tzibur has to bring.
No, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yochid. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yochid does not bring ever. That's right.
We just said a second ago, you said no.
No, I mean,
maybe the Yochid would always bring.
No, that's only in the Chachamim. That's only in the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Yochid never brings.
Why? Because if it's Raiv, then the
best. He got a drasha. He had a drasha ba'asoysa. That was we started with the Gemara. He has an extra word. Three drashas. Nefesh, achas, ba'asoysa. Three drashas, ba'asoysa. You have to act as an individual. I'm an independent person. That's when you bring a carbon chatas. If I'm doing it because the Bezin told me that I'm its mutter, I do not bring a private carbon chatas.
Even if there's no rive.
Even if there's no rive. And even if there's no power. Zu divra Yehuda.
So what's this rive? This rive.
The chachamim, they disagree. The chachamim hold in every single situation. According to the way we learn Shalom is Brisa, a Yachid always brings the Kivso Asiwa. The only question is, in addition to the Yachidim bringing the Kivso Asiwa, will Bezin also bring a path?
So you read this Brisa over here, you want to read in the Reisha is going according to Chachamim, and the Seif is also going according to
Chachamim. Only the Chachamim. Only the Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yachid never brings.
So what's the problem now with the Seif?
So what's the problem? This is beautiful, right? It's beautiful. Teaching you that Yachid always brings a morning. And the question now is, what about the Tzibur? The problem is, the drasha the Gemara is using to teach you this concept that even when the tzibur brings the par, the yachad brings the kivso seira, the words me'am ha'aretz is in the wrong parsha. The words me'am ha'aretz, it's in the parsha of a yachad. It's in the parsha of an individual. This would make sense if these words be'am ha'aretz were found in the parsha of the tzibur. Then it would be teaching the tzibur brings the par, and the yochid also brings the par. No, we don't do that over here. We don't do that over here. No, you're going too fancy. Too much. This is the great adventures over here. You're making your own roller coasters. This is going too far. If this words be'am ha'aretz was written in the parsha of the par helam davar shel tzibur, then it's, there's a par helam davar shel tzibur, and the parsha of the par helam davar shel tzibur also says me'am ha'aretz to teach you. In addition to the par, you need your private carbon chatos. But guess what? The words me'am ha'aretz, it doesn't say in the parsha of the par helam davar shel tzibur.
No, as long as it's extra. So even if it's no, in the parsha of yachid,
you're like him,
it's
you're,
coming.
No, no, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear
it. This is going too far. You're going too far over here with that. It does not say in that parsha. Therefore, this is already too much of the chiddushay. So therefore, we are in trouble. In other words, so therefore, we start over. We're going on this process, and now we're in trouble. So back to the Moshe said. Let's back in the Gemara was Biyakig Siv Be'am Aretz B'Shigas Ma'isudach Siv. It says Be'am Aretz, not in the case of where Bezin rendered a decision, but it says in the parsha of an individual. Of an b'shigas ma'aser, which means a yachid forgot.
Not by her respect.
Not by her respect. Not by the case of Paralel Shul Sivar. So therefore, the Gemara says, let's go back in circles now. So let's go back and start all over again. El Olav. Let's start looking at El Olav Hochi Kama. Here's what the Brisa really means to say. Miut kohol shechotu b'shigas ma'aser. Now that was no good. That was not a good pshat. The meat of the kahal. Yechidim, they didn't ma'isa, b'shigas ma'isa, chayovin. You have over here, let's say, 50 people who ate chaylev. So the chayev to bring, what are the chayev to bring? The chayev to bring a kivso se'ira, right? Now, here are the words that are difficult. She'ein bezdin mevin al yidein par. But wait a minute. What do you mean, Shem Yudal Dei Par? That's simplistic, of course. That was the original kasha. When we started the Brisa for the very first time, we suggested we didn't go here with Yechidim. There was no halachic decision. They did it by themselves. And right away, the Gemara jumped at Kiryat Pshat because it's too simplistic. Well, why would the Brisa have to eat? What do you need a Brisa for this? Of course. If 50 people go eat Chaylev, of course they bring a Kipsa. They don't have a Paskin. Why does the Brisa have to go mention it? Because Bez is not bringing a par. The Gemara here is hitting in one more word. One more word that's critical. She'ein bezdin mevin al yideim par b'hoira. What if the Gemara means to say we're setting ourselves up for a massive chiddush? This first line of the Brayis is like the springboard.
So when do
the
they?
Springboard. Let's clarify. What do you mean? Here's what the Brayis means. Let's say Taka Bezin would paskin. Let's say Bezin Taka would paskin that Chaylev is mutter, and 50 people eat Chaylev. Would these 50 people have to make a private carbon chatos?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because Bezdin is not bringing it.
Bezdin is not bringing it. Now, is that first? Now, before you go vayta, is that like Rabbi Yehuda? Is that like Chachamim? Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, once Bezdin paskins, you're exempt. Period. Regardless. Because of the drasha of the asoisa. So here, right away, we're saying a chiddush. Right away, off the bat, we're saying that Bezdin would paskin that it's mutar. Bezdin would paskin that it's mutar, and 50 people eat chaylev. They're chayv doing carbon chatos. And why are they chayv doing carbon chatos? Why? Because they Bezdin would does not bring Bezdin.
Because there's
would,
no roif, so they're not bringing.
Not bringing a par, so they're going to be chayv. So now, what are we saying now? Out there for the way we're just making this a springboard. This is not a chiddush, it's a springboard. Therefore, here's the critical. Certainly, al achas kama v'kama, if Bezdin did not paskin. What happens if Bezdin did not paskin? Bezdin did not paskin that chaylev is mutter, and 50 people eat chaylev. Of course! Madoch, they would have to bring a carbon chatos if Bezdin would paskin.
And they're only a miyut.
And they're only a miyut. They would alachas kam v'kamo, they would have to bring a carbon chatos. Bezdin does not paskin. And why are we saying that? Here's the big nafkamina. Here's where we come into chish. Ha hein chayavin. Elav hochi kama. Miyut kohol shechatu b'shigas maisa. The simple, most simplistic case. 50 people forgot that this is chaylev. Chayavin, they're certainly chayav. Why am I they chayav? Because they even would be chayav she'ain, because they would be chayav to bring even a situation where Bezdin made a b'hoira. She'ain Bezdin meivin al yidei par b'hoira. Even if Bezdin would paskin that it's mutter, being there only a miyot, they would also be chayav to bring a private carbon chatos. So lachas kam v'kam where Bezdin not paskin, they're chayav to bring a carbon chatos. Ha hein chayavin. That's why, now here are the keywords. See, these are the keywords. The Gemara, we have to put a period right over here. The last word, Lamb Hoira. The Gemara now injects three words to bring out the point, the whole purpose of the Chachamim. What have we just said right now? This is like a pause in the Gemara. This is a raya to the Shita of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold. If Bezdin paskins, it's mutter. Bezdin paskin this mutter, and the yochid 50 people eat chaylev because of psaka Bezdin. Are they chayav carbon chatos? Private carbon chatos? Yes, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
No,
the potter. The potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as a Joshua, that's why it's a Bezdin tells you it's mutter. You potter no matter what. No matter what, even if no one's giving a par for you, potter. According to the Chachamim, you chayav. That's the point that we need for our Gemara. The Gemara is stopping over here, is pausing to make that point right now, because we're setting up now a springboard for the ultimate chiddush. And the way we start the springboard is, let's discuss a simple little case. 50 people forget the chaylev is aser, no one bez, no bez, no nothing, they eat it. Of course the chayav is going to cover the chatos. Kal v'choymer. If Bezdin would have told them that chaylev is mutter, and 50 people would have eaten the chaylev, would it be chayv carbon chatos? Lefi the chachamim? Yes. Oh, that's the chachamim. Kol shekein when Bezdin does not tell them chaylev is mutter. Now, so we've really accomplished what we need for our purpose, our Gemara, but we have to still make sense of the braisa. Now we're coming, the sefer, now we're going to make sense of the sefer of the braisa, which is going to result in a luchid and naya chiddush. Not like we said before. Yochol, I would think, Roiv Tzibor Naya Chiddush here. She'asu b'shigas Maisa Yuhu Peturin.
With Bezdin, without Bezdin.
Without Bezdin. Shigas Maisa always means what? Always means without Bezdin. Let's say the Gans Klal Yisrael ate Chaylev. Because they were served. They went to a dinner. They went to a dinner and the caterer was not a good caterer. And he knew what he was doing. He didn't do a good traboring, and he served the Gans Klal Yisrael. There was no Bezdin making the decision. So I would think, in this case,
was the Bezdin there? Gans Klal Yisrael, Bezdin was there.
Yeah, they were also there. So they were also there on the days. They weren't paying attention. They weren't paying attention. Yochel, I would think Yochel, you wrote to b'shoshu b'shigas ma'is yubiturin. Why? Sheharei Bezdin. Now, in this case, does Bezdin bring a power in this case?
No,
because they didn't decide. But theoretically, if Bezdin would have decided, they would have rendered a decision, Bezdin would bring a power. So maybe even in a case with it's similar enough, at least to the degree where the individual should be part of the carbon chatos. Sherei Bezdin, Mevin Aleim Par Behoira. If Bezdin would have decided the Chaylev is mutter, and the majority of Klal would have been the Chaylev, what would have happened?
Off the hook.
So now, did Bezdin decide? Bezdin did not render, but it's close enough. The only nafkamina of a par, not a par, is the best made a decision.
So what are we basing this on? On the beginning, what we just said a few minutes ago?
A svara. Because it's a very good svara, because we think is that it all the Torah is megala to us, the something called the par helm never shall tzibar. In the process of megala to us, teaching us that if the majority of klai shall does an avera, it's different. There's a very powerful svara to say is that if the majority of Klal Yisrael does Navera, private people can't get Kapara. They can't bring a Kim Sosira for Kapara. You can't do that. You need the Par. But the Par has its technical rules. And the only way you can bring the Par is if there was a Hara. There was no Hara, there's no Par. If there's a Hara, there's a Par. But it does not take away from the fact that if the majority of Klal Yisrael does Navera, the Torah is Megale to us, it's a different type of a Navera. If individuals do an Avera, then there's a Kivso or a Seira. If the majority of Klal Yisrael does an Avera, it's a different type of an Avera where you can no longer bring a Kivso or a Seira. Will you bring the Par? Oh, that's a technicality. If there's a Hayra, yeah, if not. Talmud Loimar Me Am Ha'aretz. So now we go back to the pasuk by the Yoch, by the individual, because over here we're not dealing with Bez the Nishing Ohayra. Afilu Kuloi, Afilu Kuloi. That even in this case, if Bezdin did not render a decision, every single individual has to bring a private kamechada. So it's beautiful.
Like the Rabban.
We've made sense of the Braisa. We've made a whole new lundus of Shan the Braisa. And in the process of reinterpreting the Braisa in this fashion, it comes out that the Rabbanon's Yisoid is a true Yisoid. That if a person listens to the Bezdin, and he's only a minority, he still has to bring a Kitzur HaSeira. But by the way, what have we also accomplished in this Braisa? We no longer know what the Halacha is going to be in a situation when the majority of Klal Yisrael, did the Avera.
With no Hayra,
we know the maskon everyone brings. With this no Hayra. But what would the halacha be in the situation where there is a Hayra, and the Gans Klal Yisrael brings, as each individual bring? That it no longer says in the Braisa. That allows us to go back to what we learned yesterday in Echanami. If the par is being brought, individuals bring nothing.
And we're learning that from the words Amoritz?
No, we're learning from Amoritz that only when there was no Hayra, when there's no Hayra from Bezdin, and the majority of Klal Yisrael eats Chelev, every individual has to bring a Kivs or a Sira. And that's a Chiddush. Why is that a Chiddush? Because I would think, because I would think that if the majority of Klal Yisrael does the Avera, it should be just like, when the majority of Klal Yisrael eats Chelev because they don't know about Chelev, it should be just like when the majority of Klal Yisrael eats Chelev because of the Hayra. And when there's a Hayra, there's a Par, and there is no individual. So here there's going to be no individual. And there'll be no par, there'll be nothing. Kamash blon. There's going to be individual, but there's not. But in a chinami, if there's going to be a par, there's not going to be individual. So we've rewritten the Braisa. So we have now two new rules. One rule is when there's a par, there's definitely not going to be individuals. But we've also learned that if you yochid does a peep sack best in, he's chayiv like chamin.
When is the next year?
Tomorrow. Yom Tov. Shabbos. Friday. Alpha Mincha Friday. We're gonna skip.
And then Shabbos.
Got it? Did that complaint? No? Waste time?